Our guest at the cafe this morning is the director of the Greenville Chamber of Commerce, Byron Taylor. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark. How are you?
I'm great. A lot of activity. Of course, September is a busy month for everybody.
Once we hit September, it rolls.
Well, you're into it then. And we're going to get to rally around Greenville here in a minute, but you have a big chamber golf tournament Friday, September 7th.
Friday, September 7th. We have only two teams left, so if you want to play golf with us, morning or afternoon flights, it's all day, September 7th, Friday, and it's a big deal. All the community gets involved, lunch, drinks, the whole thing.
Sand Hills?
Webb Hill Country Club.
Webb Hill. I'm sorry. I've always confused those in my mind. At Webb Hill. All right, great. So Rally Around Greenville, Friday, September 14th. This is a lot of cities. Of course, Commerce has the Bodark Bash the following weekend. A lot of cities have fall celebrations, and this has become a very big deal in Greenville.
Yes, and we've kind of gone through some changes with Rally, some positive changes with Rally Around Greenville in the last year or so. The Cotton Patch Challenge bike ride is on Saturday and Sunday. However, we've turned Rally Around Greenville into a big Friday night event, and it starts earlier and goes all day beginning in the afternoon. So it starts at 3, it goes all the way to almost midnight, around 11 o'clock. Of course, it ends with Emerald City Band, but the band start at 4 to 5 p.m. with Preston Cole Band at 4, and 5:30 we have Black Valley Band, and then from 7 o'clock we have Matt Dunn and the Runaways. He's real popular in the Sulphur Springs circuit.
Okay.
And also, we have something new coming. Last year, we did have some circus performers, and they're coming back, and that's kind of another surprise. We're not gonna release what they're gonna do, but they're gonna do two big performances. Last year, they did the Globe of Death with the motorcycle and the cage. But they've got some things planned, and we're going to finalize that soon.
Are those the guys opening the brewery in downtown?
They are.
The same guys?
Yeah, same guys, yes.
So the micro,
G-Town Brewery, yes.
The micro brewery.
Yes.
And so they're going to be doing their circus act there.
They're going to be a couple of them.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, fantastic. That works nicely when you have a circus team operating there in your town. I interrupted you. So other than the circus thing, what was the next?
Well, we have a couple of tournaments that we're going to have that we haven't done in the past, and one of them is a Cassie chili cook-off. You know what Cassie means?
I do not. I was going to ask you.
Yeah, I had to look it up myself. Chili Appreciation Society International.
Oh, okay.
And
why not?
It's going to start at 3 o'clock, and we're looking for local teams, corporate teams, family teams, church teams, neighbor teams. It doesn't matter. But also, we're looking for nonprofit teams to compete, and we're going to have a first, second, and third prize. It's going to be sponsored by Alliance Bank, but also the prize money is there's going to be a portion of it's going to be goes to a local nonprofit that wins as well. So that's why we need some nonprofit teams. It's $25 entry fee to do chili and $5 for beans. Most everybody does chili and beans. You have to cook it on site.
Well, you know, there's a big debate about that in Texas.
Yes.
Chili circles, the beans or no beans. We're talking with Byron Taylor. Byron's the director of the Greenville Chamber of Commerce. And right now we're talking about the Rally Round Greenville celebration, Friday, September 14th. There's something called a cornhole tournament, and you have to educate me on cornhole.
Well, cornhole, you know, those, they almost look like hockey things on the hockey boards on the ground where you throw the bean bag through the hole.
Okay.
I guess maybe they're corn. Cornhole through the holes.
Oh, well, that would make sense. Okay. Yeah.
We're going to have a big tournament that night, and it starts at 7 o'clock. And I didn't realize how popular this was. It's $10 per individual or $20 per team, and they compete for cash prizes. That's being sponsored by Ash and Rose, the Brass Rail, and Sweetwater Grill over in Union Valley. And once again, we're going to have the VIP tables out there, and we have some cool restaurants going to be serving all kinds of barbecue. If you have a VIP table, that's all inclusive to sit at the table. We only have a couple of those left as well.
No, I have heard of cornhole, and that is it's a kind of a hot thing lately. So good. So that is anything else on Rally Around Greenville that's new or different?
No, other than mark your calendars to get off work a little early and start with us at 3 or 4 o'clock that afternoon.
The Emerald City Band has really they have become kind of an established tradition for that event.
Yes. Yes,
yeah, that's
lots of people want that one and that one.
That's a big group out of Dallas for sure. Just a minute, not even a minute or so left. I mentioned the micro brewery that's coming to downtown Greenville. How's the Max American Grill project coming. You familiar with that?
I am familiar with that. And I tell you what, I took a photo of that last night with the most beautiful clouds. It's so nice to see that building in a totally different light than it's than it has been all these years. And no word. There's a guy named Arlen McCroskey that owns that, that's building that. And no word yet on estimated time of opening, but you can just look at the building and know that they've got some ways to go, but it's really changing.
They're doing a lot of work. It's, as you say, it's beautiful to see that building, you know, in that certain light, but also just great to see that building in use again.
Yes.
Yeah, because that's a historic building in downtown Greenville. All right, Byron, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
All right, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Byron Taylor, the director of the Greenville Chamber of Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.